Okay, we are up to Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah, the last installment, Be'ezus Hashem, of Masechta Shkalim. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Beis, Basisan, Haroches, Shenitmeis, Bivlad HaTumah, Matbilin Osami, Bifnim, Umachnisin Osamiyat. The paroches, it's unclear exactly which paroches this is talking about. Is this the paroches? We know there was a curtain between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadashim. That's one paroches. At least in Bayesheni, there were two parochos that were separating because Bayesheni was much taller than Bayes Rishon. And we couldn't have an Amatraxin, which was a very tall wall, that couldn't exist in Bayesheni, where it was much taller. So that's why instead they put Shlomo Melech, the builders of Bayesheni, put two curtains there. So some say it's talking about that curtain, some say it's the curtain between the Azara and the Heichal itself. Different shittas exactly which parochas this is. But let's say the parochas became tame somehow, bivlad hatuma, with a vlad hatuma. What's a vlad hatuma? So we mentioned a number of times, there's something called an av hatuma and something called a vlad hatuma. Vlad hatuma generally is assumed to be anything under an av. Av is the father, vlad means the child, but a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, or a vi. Some type of tuma, and for now, let's translate it as all vlados are midrabanan. It's not going to be 100% true, but let's say it's a durabanan. So a peruchas is vlad hatuma, meaning the peruchas that became tame with a very low level tuma, matbilin osabi bifnim. So you don't have to, when it becomes tame, you don't have to take out the peruchas outside the mikdash to tovel it in order to make it tahar, but because it's a very low level tahar, so you just do it inside. And then you put it right back on. You tovel it, then you put it right back on. But if it became tame through an avatuma, so that could be a tuma daraisa. Then you have to take it out and tovel it bachutz. And you spread it out by the chel, which is an area outside the Azara, because it needs Harif Shemesh, just like people need Harif Shemesh if they became Tameh, so too Kalim need Harif Shemesh. Then we discussed this connects to the Mishnah that we had yesterday. The Kofitz and the Sakin, it all has to do with whether you were Tovah lit yesterday and you assumed there was Harif Shemesh already, Kalim also need Harif Shemesh. So that's what you do with the Paroches. The Tikkun Chazit here points out, but it's based on a Tosfos in Beitza. The parochas we're talking about being mekabel tumah or not? Is the parochas a kli? How is the parochas being mekabel tumah anyway? You have to be a kli. If you have a flat piece of a flat object, usually it doesn't have a base kibul, it doesn't have a receptacle part of it, it's not mekabel tumah. So Tosfos and Beitza, Daf Yudalid, asked this question about why is the parochas mekabel tumah at all? So he quotes two opinions, Tosfos and Yudalid of a base. Number one, V'yesh lomer, the shiny parochas holds a makif kayif ilave de aron. Habe, who, ohel, umetami b'meis. It leaned, the aron stuck out a little bit from the Kodesh Kadashim. And the parochas was not straight down. The parochas covered the aron a little bit. It was bent a little bit, so that's why it was a kli. It did serve a purpose of a covering, number one. The Gemara at the beginning of Bechsecha Sukkah talks about that. And number two, says Rav Shmuel me Ivra, kishahayu nosim ha-parochas bimakom lamakom, nosin ha-kelim lasocha. They didn't have baggies in those days. So how did they carry some of the small kalas, some of the small clay shares? So they used to use the paroches as a bag. They used to put kalim in it. Im kein yish toras kli aleim. It had a toras kli. So it says one of those two reasons, that's why it had a toras kli, and it was able to be used as a, viewed as a kli. Others say that, you know, you weren't allowed to use it because it was a me'ila, but there was the Ravid says, even if generally people use curtains, even though this one they might not have used because it was Kodesh, but still it has a Torah's Kli. Fundamentally, the Torah's Kli, even though this specific one wouldn't have been used by the average person because of the fact that it would belong to the base of Mikdash. Either way, those are a couple of shatim, yeah? Usually a kli, yeah. Ein adam v'kela mitame ela me'avatoma. Right. If it's more kadosh, that's why. Even though general kalim cannot become tame, but just like you have a revi bakodesh. Interesting. Simcha suggested that maybe here this paroches, this type of kli, would have different rules, more susceptible because it's more kadosh. Interesting possibility. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. Third line, im haisa chadasha. If, by the way, there are discussions of the Rishonim about a parochas that we have on our Aronos. it's parallel to the parochas that was in the Beis HaMikdash, even if, I saw Tshuva's straw that even if the Aron, let's say, is more beautiful than the parochas, there's still a key to have a parochas there to be parallel to what it was in the Kodesh Kadashim. To have the parochas, but that's what we just, where did parochas come from? Why don't you just have the wood? Why don't you just have the doors? Where did parochas come from? So it's to be parallel to the Kodesh Kadashim. Could they, to have the curtain in front. That's why the Afghan on Tisha B'Av, we remove the parochas because, as one of the Nihukim, Sassim Tfilasi, but, that is one of the Nihukim. Says the Mishnah, Im Hoysa Chadasha, if the parochas was new, what does that mean, new? So the, Tiklat Chatid quotes that, every time a kli was completed, they tovilt it. Kind of like Tfilas Kalim, like we have today. Even though we only do that when it was made by a non-Jew, but he quotes that was the din. Kalim ha-nigmarin, afal bisha nigmarin betara tzrichim tefila. Special din of Kalim that were finished in the Beis HaMikdash, they always required tefila. So here too, if it was new and you tovilt it, so then what did you do afterwards to have it when it dried? Or others, the other Mepharshim say, no, it might have become tameh in the processing. Either way, shodchit osa agag ha-itztava, you hung it on the top of the itztava, a high place in the Beis HaMikdash, kidei sheyira ha-ames malachta shehi na'eh. So everybody could see the beautiful handiwork of the parochas, that it was beautiful, and that's why you hung it in a high place. Reb Shimon Gabliel, Omer Reb Shimon ben Askan, parochas, so talking about the parochas itself, and that it came up, how beautiful it was, parochas of yetefach, the thickness of the parochas was a tefach, al shivim ushtayim nimim ne'ereges, it had 72 layers of threads, I'll call Nima Venima Chav Dalad Chutin. Every thread was made up of 24 thinner threads. Every thick string was made up of 24 threads. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Truma. Arka, or Parshas Tzav, where it talks about the Begadim. Arka Mem Ama Verachba Chav. It was 40 by 20. 40 length and 20 width. And again, the question is, where was this parochas? Because we know in Bayesheni, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, the height was 40 and the width was 20. So but others say it was the outside going into the Heichal. Rashi there in Chulin Daf Tzadik discusses it. Umishmonim Ushtayim Ribo Haisanasis. It was unclear what this means. The Tiklat Chatid here translates it based on the Rambam here, that it means it was made out of 82,000 ribo, like coins. Cost a lot of money. Rashi, where this was quoted, we had this earlier. I forgot where we had this. We had this. Sorry? Well, it's Shtayim Ushmonim Ribo. So 82. Ribo is usually 10,000. So 82,000. Others suggest that Ribo also sometimes means young girls. So according to that, it means 82, took 82,000 artisan women to make this curtain. It was a very fancy curtain, whatever it means. The Shtayim Osen Mechal Shana, they made two every year. The Mishnah says at the end of Chagiga discussed you always had to have at least doubles for Kalim just because they became Tamei. What did they do in the interim? Let's say one of them became Tamei, they had a Tobelitz, you had to have a substitute in order to put up there. V'shlosh ve'os kohanim at bilrosa. And it took 300 kohanim to Tobel this parochas once it became Tamei. We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ilu amar chut. So we're going to have the makar. How do you get, what's the makar in the Torah that each string was made out of 24 thinner strings? So ilu amar chut, if it would have said the word chut in the Torah, echad, that would have meant one string. Kafel, if it would have said chut kafel, a double, ushtayim, then it would have known two. Shazur, if we would have had the word twined, l'shlosha, it would have been on the third. Mashzar, it's a shazur mashzar, l'shisha, it would have doubled the three into six. So it says all these. That's how you know each one has six. But then we know arba. Arba, we know that there were four materials that had to be used for each of the strings. Tchelat agaman and plashani sheish. So all the four materials, so four times six. So that's why mikan ha'esrim ba'arba. That's how you get 24. Six languages of threading plus four materials in each thread. So four times six is 24. Tani, another price is that Shlosha Mishtayim really was made out of 32 threads for each thicker string. How do you get 32? Ilo Amar Chut Echad, Chut would be one, Kafel Lishnayim, Kafel would be two, Shazur La'arba, Shazur is a three, now we double. Shazur would be four, and then Mashzar doubles that, Lishmona, so you have eight. And then eight plus four materials, Arba, so four times eight, Mikan HaTlasin Vitrange, that's 32. Tana, Arba Mishmona, some say it was 48. Because why? Ilamer chut echad. Chut would mean one. Kafu l'shnayim. Kafu would mean two. Klia l'shlosha. Klia, an extra word. That makes it till three. Shazur l'shisha. Shazur doubles that, so that makes it six. Mashzar doubles the previous, so l'shneimasar. So you have 12. So then 12 times four. Arba, four materials. Mikan ha'arba en v'tvanya. Either way, it was a thick curtain. Wasn't just a thin curtain like we have our paroches. It was a very thick, like the Kohen Gadol probably had to use some muscle in order to open it when he went in on fasting on the Kodesh Kadashim. Or the Gemara says in Yuma that the Avodah Kasha Sheba Mikdash was going into the Kodesh Kadashim holding the shovel and the Ktores, and he had to pour the Ktores, holding it under his arm, and he couldn't spill any, and if he spilled the And now we add to that he had to push open this big curtain without dropping anything. So it just adds to the challenge of the avoda of the, and he was fasting. So I guess the afternoon one was more difficult than the morning one. And he didn't sleep the night before. Correct. So it was all much of a challenge. Oh, we're not going to talk about that tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. Zechus Yuma, first Mishnah, Baruch Hashem. Okay, says the Gemara, because of Echad Omer Maaseh Roki, because of Echad Omer Maaseh Choshev, the curtain in Shmos is described in two ways. Two types of embroidery. Maaseh Rokim and Maaseh Choshev. Rokim, something like embroidery. Choshev, thought out embroidery. What's the difference between Maaseh Rokim and Maaseh Choshev? Says the Gemara, Maaseh Rokim parts of Echad, Maaseh Choshev shnei partsufos. The way Rashi interprets this al HaTorah is that they had a special talent. They can make a curtain and it could have two different pictures on the different sides. One side could have one face, and the other side could have two faces, or shnei partsufos just might mean a different face, different pshat. But either way, parts of echad or shnei partsufin. Rav Yehuda Rav Nechemya, different pshatim, or a little more detailed pshatim. Look at the Gruz Gersa, that's what we're going to read, in Oz Gimel, the last five words on the page, in the Gruz, all the way at the bottom left. Gimel, Hachi Garsinon, Chad Omar Maaseh Rokim, go to the next page, Ari Mikan V'chalak Mikan. Maaseh Rokim is a picture of a lion on one side, and smooth, no picture on the other side. Maaseh Choshev, Ari Mikan V'Ari Mikan. Maaseh Choshev is more thought out, a lion on each side. The Charana Amar, the other pshat is, Maaseh Rokim Arimikan Arimikan. Maaseh Rokim is an Ari on each side. Maaseh Choshev Arimikan Veneshimikan. The other pshat says, no, there's a lion on one side and an eagle on the other side. Both special symbols. So either way, that's the pshat of Maaseh Rokim and Maaseh Choshev. Yeah.
What's the point of having non-kosher animals?
So anybody? So it's against, right. There are those who don't teach about non-kosher animals. That's true. They're in the Torah. But right, what is the point of having it here? So it's a symbol of gvura, symbol of strength. You know, on the, we know that there's some shatan that say on the avanim of the choshen, they had symbols. So if they had certain symbols of animals, of the shvatim, a number of those were not kosher either. There was a lion, there was a snake. It was Yosef was an ox, but certain symbols symbolize strength, even though they're not meant to be eaten. Symbols of strength. There is a Mishnah Lamelech that points out, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, does not quote any animals. It doesn't quote that any animals embroidered in. So the Mishnah Lamelech says Veda in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Paraches. Veda, you should know that Tsuros Elu Shehitzrach Hakasev Lo Nizba'er Me'ezet Tor Yiyu. The pasuk doesn't say exactly what the pictures were supposed to be. It says Maaseh Rokim, Maaseh Choshev, but Chazal darshan out different animals. V'hanireh deleka kepeda bazeh. It must be that there's not real a kepeda. Ela me'eza min tzura sheyirtze yaseh. Okay, so I'm sure if there are people who, you know, they would say, if you have a non-kosher animal. You look at the Yerushalmi Shkolim, it says, if you have a lion, you can have an eagle. V'zeo she'sasam rabbeinu v'lobir eza parts of yaseh. Right, that's why he says, that's why the Rambam doesn't quote it. V'nireh, but then he adds, v'dafke b'makam shekasav kruvim, maaseh choshev, az sarach sheyu atzura suras kruvim, kagon be'eser yirio satsiva parches truba. There were some of the curtains that hung over the Mishkan, the pasuk says, it had to be, have a specific picture, it says, my kruvim, then you need kruvim. The Gemara describes exactly what kruvim look like. The face of children. The chsibu kruvim maaseh choshev. Avo b'makam shalakasav akasav kruvim. But in a place where the pasuk does not say Kruvim ki im maaseh choshev o rokim kagon b'masach de la pesach ohel u'masach de la shara chatzer de lo ksiv b'parshas truma ki im maaseh rokim bilvad v'chein be'efod u'v'choshev de lo ksiv b'parshas tesav ki im maaseh choshev v'chein be'avneid etc. And all these
B'kohani d'loksim b'ukruvim yaseh parts of me'ezeh min tzuresha yirseh. Whatever you want. U'mashafirish Rashi b'gamara shemitzad zeh ariyu mitzad zeh nesher. Lav davka hanach tzuros. Elo shediber hakosid b'hoveh. Shekacha yo'osin l'chagorah shal mesi. That's what they used to use. So they used to draw these beautiful pictures. Okay, fine. That's the
Mishnah L'melech. Good. So that's the Peroches. Last three lines of the Gemara. The Gemara had ended off by saying that the Peroches, when it became Tameh, required 300 Kohanim to lift it and to tovel it. Says the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak bar Bizna b'shem Shmuel Guzma. This is an exaggeration. 300 men to carry a curtain? How big that curtain must be? So he said it was a guzma. The Rosham Tzadik Bahalacha sometimes points out that whenever it has a there are a couple of numbers that are always used that are lashon guzma. 16, 300. So 300 is also one of those numbers. But here the Gemara specifically says, guzma was an exaggeration. Taman Taninan, similarly, it says there, pa'amim hayaleh kishol shviyaskur. The Mishnah says that sometimes on top of the Mizbeach, the pile of ashes were 300 kur, tremendous amount of ashes, Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Bun, b'shem Shmuel, guzma, 300 guzma, it was an exaggeration. Yeah. Guzma here, amazing, even though it's not, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah we're saying it's a Guzma. If you got Nasi also wrote Guzmas in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says it, Gemara says Guzma. I don't know if the Bavli mentions this anywhere. I'm not sure if you have to look in those Gemaras, in the Chagi, the parallel Gemaras. But that's what Gemara says Guzma. But there is a Vilna Gaon. There is a Vilna Gaon quoted here in the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael lived after the Vilna Gaon. In the Boaz, he quotes the Hagon Rabbeinu Eliyozatzal, Kasav. He says, the Gemara says Guzma, but let me give you a little shot why it might say 300. Because says the Gra, what is it, what's the dimensions that the Mishnah says of the Parochas? The dimensions are 20 by 40. 20 by 40. So what's the perimeter of the Parochas? Perimeter of the Parochas is 120. 40, 40, 20, and 20. So the perimeter is 120 amos. And the Gra says, if you look at the Mishnayos and Kalim, everybody agrees that the Amos of the Beis Hamikdash used 5 Tefach Amos, not 6 Tefach Amos. So you have a perimeter of 120 Amos, and each one is, right, each Amos is a 5 Tefachim. So what's the perimeter in Tefachim? 600 Tefachim. 600 Tefachim is the perimeter of the Peroches. So if you would want to have as many Kohanim as you can involved in this mitzvah of toveling the Peroches, each tefach, let's say, is a hand's breadth, a thumb's, right, this amount, 300 kohanim, 300 men. Says the Gra, that's how, though the Lashon of Gemara is Lashon Guzma, says the Gra, you know, I can think maybe why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Dafka used this number. That's what he quotes. And we do also call a zakos, but mitzvah achzu sheish, shin kohanim, kol echad bebeiz yadav, tehavele nami, tof reish tvachim. And then he quotes the Boaz kind of ruins it. I'm not Tavahani, has a kasha on it. Doesn't ruin it. Hari b'shas and chulin amrina b'favorish the guzma hu. The Bible also says it's a guzma. Either way, the Gra wouldn't take the Gra. I'm sure knew the Gemara and chulin as well. But obviously, that's the Gra to help us out. Appreciate though it's a guzma. There's always different levels of interpretation. Says the Mishnah, b'sar kachi kachim shenitma. Once we're talking about items that became tamei, so we continue with basar that became tamei. Basar kachi kachim shenitma. If you have basar kachi kachim that became tamei. Bein ba'avatuma, bein ba'vlad hatuma. Whether it became tamei from an avatuma or a lower level tuma from a vlad hatuma. Bein bifnim, bein bachutz. Whether it became tamei inside the azara or outside. Ba'shamei omrim, ba'kol yisarif bifnim, chutz mishenitva ba'avatuma bachutz. We're going to have four different shittas in the Mishnah. If something becomes tamei, some type of basar, where do you burn it? We know tamei meat has to be burned. Where do you burn it? Beishamei is the first shita. Everything is always burned inside, except the most extreme. If it became the most tamei, outside. If it became tamei from an avatuma outside, so leave it out there, burn it out there. But anything else you burn inside, there was a special place right by the Mizbeach, where the Shefach Hadeshen, where they used to burn Psulei Hamagashim to the east side of the Kevesh, the ramp was the south side of the Mizbeach, to the east side there, yeah, there was a place where they burned Sulei Hamagashen. So that's where you burn everything, says the Beis Shammai, except if it became tamei from an avatuma bachutz. Beis Hillel Omrim, kind of the opposite shita. Hakol yisarif bachutz, chutz mishenitva bevlad atuma bifnim. Tez Beis Hillel, you burn everything outside except the lowest level tumah, and it was already in. If it's a vlada tumah, if it became tumah from a rishon inside, then you could burn it inside. Second shita. Third shita, Rav Elazar Omer, doesn't matter. Different shita compared to the first two. Shenitzba ba'avatumah bein b'fnim b'chutz yisareif b'chutz. Shenitzba b'vlad atumah bein b'chutz b'fnim yisareif b'fnim. Rav Elazar says it goes by av or vlad. Doesn't matter where it is. If it's an avatumah, it's burnt outside because it's very tamei. If it's a vlad atumah, it's burnt inside because it's only tamei on a lower level. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva has a fourth shita. Makam tumaso sham streifaso. Don't move it. Wherever it became tamei, that's where it is burnt. Four different shitas. And now we go on to the Gemara explaining some of the shitas. Bar Kapara Amar. Bar Kapara explains Ava Tuma Devar Torah Vlada Tuma Midevreihem. In the Mishnah, when it says Ava Tuma, that means Tuma Mida Oraisa. Vlada Tuma means Mida Rabbanan. That's the difference between the halachas of the Mishnah. Ava Tuma Vlada Tuma. There is a discussion. The Tikkun Chatzit quotes it here. We had it in a Rashi and a Tosis earlier somewhere. I couldn't find it. But he quotes it here. This discussion. Does this mean by definition that every avatuma is a daraisa? Do you have an avatuma that's midrabanan? Or what's the shot of bar kapara? He says, avatuma dvar Torah. Does that mean always or just here in the Mishnah? So he quotes 2 days about that. He quotes, Vahad, but the sixth line of the Tiklin in the first column. Vahad de nakla avatuma daraisa, hainu de ko avatuma daraisa. That's one sheet. I think that's a sheet of Rashi that we had. And then Tosfos argues on that. Inami, but I'm not sure. Inami mishub di'ika avatumah d'rabbanan. Or, either he's saying by definition, or he's saying clarification, because you could have thought there is an avatumah d'rabbanan. Kigon me'es la'esha benida. Meaning going 24 hours. The first Mishnah Nida says that if a woman finds dam, or metame all her taras, l'mafreya, Meis Leis, 24 hours back, according to one of the Shitas. Right, Meis Leis, so that's Tumah is not, going backwards is only Drabanan. Ubeis HaPras, if you have a field that was plowed, basic forest, that was plowed over. The Eretz HaAmim, Tumah of Chutz La'aretz. All of those are Avos HaTumah, yet they're only Midrabanan. So it says the Tikkun Chatzit in 2 days, whether Bar Kapara is telling us the definition of an Avatumah, or he's clarifying that the Avatumah in our Mishnah means the Avatumah which is the Oraisa. Either way, says Bar Kapara, there's a fundamental difference between the Av and the Vlah HaTumah in our Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Zeh, Dvar Torah. No, the Vlad and the Av in the Mishnah are both the Oraisa. Asks the Gemara, V'kashet Rabbi Yochanan, so Avakashon Rabbi Yochanan then, Al de Beishamai, related to the Shita of Beishamai, in our Mishnah. Beishamai says that you burn everything inside, except if it became Tamei from an Avatum of Bachutz. That was Beishamai Shita. But it's a Kasha. Al Beishamai, it's Beishamai, I remember calling you, sorry, Bifnim, Chutz Misha Nitma Avatuma Bachutz. Beishamai says everything is burned inside except what was became Tami for an Avatuma Bachutz. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that says that both Vlad and Avar Daraisa, Mabin Avatuma Bachutz, Mabin Vlad Atuma Bachutz, Zev Zelo Dvar Torahu? Right? So what, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the Tana Beishamai? Why should it make a difference between Vlad Atuma and Avatum? If they're both Daraisa, the same halacha should apply. Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, and also continues the Gemara about Fi'al de Beis Hillel. Lo Machshi, isn't it problematic according to Beis Hillel as well? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Kwai, Beis Hillel Amar, Hakol Yisrei Bachutz Chutz Bima Shenitma Bavlad Atumah Bifnim. Beis Hillel also says you burn everything outside except for what's nitma from a Vlad Atumah inside. So he asks Kasha, same Kasha Beis Hillel. Ma Bein Vlad Atumah Bifnim, Ma Bein Avatumah Bifnim. What's the difference? Zev Zelo Dvar Torah Hu? So, Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, both in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they make distinctions between Av and Vlad. So why should there be any distinctions if they're both in the world of the Oraisa? So that is why the Gemara does not deal with Rabbi Yochanan anymore. We had a Tikkun Chavtin last week that said that once a Shita is rejected in the Yerushalmi, we just don't discuss it anymore. So I'll leave it to Hilchasa, so we just leave it. So now we go to Bar Kapara. So it says Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara had said that Av means the Oraisa and Vlad means the Rabbanan. So lo havibu, Rabbanan elad Bar Kapara. The Rabbanan only spoke about Bar Kapara, but he has the Kasha and Bar Kapara. The Kasha to Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara is also a problem. Al de Beis Shammai, related to Beis Shammai. Why? The Beis Shammai, Omer Makol Yisrael Bifnim, Chutz Bishanitma Bahavatum Bachutz. Beis Shammai says you burn everything inside by the Shefach Hadesh and by the Mizbeach, except what became Tamei from an Avatuma Bachutz. So he asks the Gemara, Ma bin Avatuma bin Bachutz bin Bifnim. Zev is a Lodvar Torahu. Why is it, according to Beis Shammai, that if there's an Avatuma, if it became Tamei from an Avatuma Bifnim, you burn it inside. In Avatuma Bachutz, you burn it outside. But if they're both Daraisa, why shouldn't they have the same halacha? Why shouldn't you either have to take the Avatuma out or bring the Avatuma in? If they're both Avatumas Daraisa, so what's the difference?
Says the Gemara, though there are four opinions in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai does hold of a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. Number one holds of number four. Begin the Rabbi Akiva Amar, because Rabbi Akiva said, Macham Tumasa Shamte Yisrei Faso, Beis Shammai does think that that Shita has some merit. So therefore, if it's already in Av Hatuma, if it's only a Vlad Hatuma that is inside, so you will leave it inside. Right, that is Beis Shammai Shita, that everything else, I'm sorry, the opposite. Beis Shammai says, if it's an Av Hatuma, and it was outside, so you'll leave it outside, because based on that Shita, Rabbi Akiva. But anything less than that, then you'll bring it in. But he does hold of Rabbi Akiva a little bit. Says the Gemara, Bafilo ad Beis Hillel Makshi. So don't we have a problem on Beis Hillel as well? A similar question. The Beis Hillel Amar Kol Yisrael Bachutz Klush Mishanitma Bivad Hatuma Bifnim. Beis Hillel says everything is burnt outside, except a low-level Tuma inside. What's the difference according to Beis Hillel? Why do you burn something that became tummy with a Vlad HaTumma Bifnim inside and Vlad HaTumma Bachutz outside? They're both Drabanan. So what's the difference between where the Vlad HaTummas are? They're both Drabanan. So says the Gemara, because he's based on a different Shita. Begin the Reb Shimon Omer, because he holds like Reb Shimon, who says regarding a Mitzora, that Ma'achalo U'mashko Shel Mitzora Mishtalchen Chutz L'Gimel Ma'achanos. Not only is a Mitzorah sent out of all three camps of Bnei Yisrael, we know Mitzorah is the only one, even a Tamei Meis, so we think, oh, it's so Tamei, he's only sent out of two Machnas, right? Or not even two Machnas, even as we spoke about Zavim and Zavis, even very Tamei people are sent out of only two Machnas. Mitzorah is the only one, Badid Yeshe, Michus L'Machna, Moshavo, that he sent out of all three Machnas. So it says the Reb Shimon, not only is he sent out of all three Machnas, but anything, his food and his drink that he might have touched when he was a Mitzorah, also was sent out Midrabanan. So Midrabanan, we sent out his food and his drink as well. So you see, even something that is Durabanan is sent outside. So says the Gemara, that's the basis of Beis Hillel, that if something became Tameh with a Vlad HaTumma Bachutz, that's why also you keep it outside and you burn it outside. Parallel to the Shita of Rebbe Shimon. Parallel to the Shita of that Rebbe Shimon. Okay, last Mishnah. Evari HaTamid, once we're talking about meat in the Azara, became Tamei, not became Tamei, we talk about other halachas that happen with meat in the Beis HaMikdash. Evari HaTamid Nitanei Michati Kevesh Lamata. If you do B'mayriv, if you remember, if you do the Mishnayis in Tamid, the Mishnayis in Tamid tell us the entire process and Avoda, what happened every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. So there it says that they started very early in the morning, they had a goral, they had a pious, they decided who's going to do the Trumas HaDeshen, who's going to do this part of the Avoda, who's going to do the Torah for the day, and also who was Zochet to carry up the different parts of the animal to the Mizbeach, of the Karban Tamid. They split, they cut up the animal into a certain number of pieces, and every Kohen, they did eeny meeny, and they stuck their fingers out, or they stuck their hats out, different shitas, and the Kohen Habamuna, the appointed Kohen, picks one of them, and you start from there, and you go to the right, and the next 12 or 13 people, however number of pieces it is, you get the head of the animal, you get the thigh of the animal, and they each bring up a different part of the animal to the Mizbeach. But the Mishnah is described that as they're going up, all of a sudden it became time to say Kriya Shema. So what did they do? They stopped in the middle, they put the parts of their animal on the ramp, on going on the way up, then they ran in to say Kriya Shema and the Berachas Kohanim, and there are different brachas that they said then. They used to say Aseres HaDibros, that's where the Gemara and brachas that talk about the Aseres HaDibros Gemara, about in the first parak, so it quotes this Mishnah in Tamid. So they stopped to say different parts of Tefillah. So that's where this Mishnah is talking about. Evari HaTamid, the different parts of the Karban Tamid, Nitan Mechati Kevesh Lamata, were put on the lower part of the ramp, B'mayrav, on the west side of the ramp, that's where they were left. And after Tefillah, different shitas, did they all come back and take the part that they left there up? Others say that no, one Kohen took all the parts up. Different shitas over there. Shel Musafin, what about the Karban Musaf? If they were also, it was a day that they had a Karban Musaf. Nitan Mechati Kevesh Lamata B'Mizrach. They put it on the lower part of the ramp on the east side. They had to leave the middle free to be able to walk up and down. That's where they used to leave it. Shel Rashi Chadashim, Nitanan Al Karkov HaMizbeach. The parts of the pieces of Rosh Chodesh, the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, they used to put on the Karkov. Where's the Karkov? We'll see in the Gemara. That was all the way on top of the Mizbeach, between the Kronos. As we'll see, the reason that they did that was they wanted to be Mefarsim to everybody that it was Rosh Chodesh. So if people saw meat up there on the Mizbeach, they're like, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, just in case somebody didn't know exactly which day Rosh Chodesh was. Mila Malan, on top. Next part of the Mishnah, Hashkalim, Habikurim, Einam, Noagim, Elavis, Bifnei, Avayis, Shkalim, and Bikurim are only noeg when we have a Beis HaMikdash. We have a Beis HaMikdash. Shkalim, obviously, because they stay by Karbanos. Ubikurim, because the Gemara says, Tavi Beis HaShem Malket, where the Pasuk says, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, Psukim in Parshas Kisavo, so therefore, they're not noeg Ela Befnei Bayis. Aval Meiser Dagen, but Meiseris, from grain, Umeiser Behema, and Meiser Behema, Ubachoros, and firstborn animals, Dagen, maybe Befnei Bayis, Beis Shalom Befnei Bayis. Right, Meiser Behema, Meiser Dagen, and Bechor are all noeg even Bizman Hazeh. And that's a problem for farmers. Bizman Hazeh, Meiser Behema, and Bechor. So there are different ways, halacha lemaisa, how farmers, not farmers, animal owners, get out of this. Bechor, the way that many get out of this is ownership with a guy. Shutfits with a guy. Before an animal is about to have the firstborn animal, if a Jew has a shutfit with a guy, that's mafkiya the chiyav. So that's what they do when they know they have an animal that's going to have a firstborn baby, they have a shutfits with a guy, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, they have a shutfits with a guy, and therefore there's no chiyav of bechor. Because if you have a bechor walking around, that's not good. Why? Because they also the detakala. What are you going to do with Bechor Bizman Hazeh? What can you refer? A, we don't have any, we have Kohanim Muchzakim today. We don't know if we could give them Karbanos. We don't have Kohanim Miyuchasim, really, Bizman Hazeh. And number two is Kachim.
So what about Meiser Dagan?
Oh, so Meiser Dagan is Trumas and Meiser. So we take off a little bit, then we throw it out, or we burn it away. We don't give Trumas and Meiser to a Kohen either today. But you roll Mafra Trumas and Meiser. Or Mafra Trumas and Meiser Bizman Hazeh, if it's not Shemitah. And what about Meiser Behema? Meiser Behema is also noeg Bizman Hazeh. How do you get out of Meiser Behema? So that's an easy one. Because what's the halacha about Meiser Behema? Meiser Behema is only Meiser Behema if you count. If you don't count, you never have Meiser. Meiser Behema is only if you make the hole and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and the 10th one you mark with a red stick and you paint it. That's Meiser. If you never label, Bechor is a Bechor right when it comes out. You don't have a choice with that. That's why you have to do something beforehand. But Meiser Behema, so just don't count. So Chazal said don't count. Don't count your Meisers. You won't have any Meiser. Because if that's a color, we don't want Meiser animals. Again, it's also, it's Kachi Kalim, so we don't want any Meiser running around. So that's why we don't do it with Bizman Hazeh. Just to mention again, because it's such a beautiful thought from Rav Pam. I mentioned this whenever Meiser Behema comes up. Rav Pam writes, maybe you can ask a kash on this whole thing. Why do you have to count? Ask Rav Pam. Why don't you just figure out how many animals you have? You have 1,000 animals. Okay, so take out 100 and give it for Meiser. What do you have to count for? Says Rav Pam, if you go to somebody and sell them, you know, you have to get Meiser, give me 100 animals, they're going to be very upset. 100 animals? Meiser is 10%. I mean, you know how much that is? It's going to put me back? So Rav Pam says, no, you have to count. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4 for me, 9 for me! Okay, 1 for Hashem. 1 for me. 2 for Meiser, this process makes you realize how much you have. You have 90%! Okay, give 1 for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have to count. Says Rav Pam. That's the message of the process of Meiser Behema. So that's why, again, Bizman Hazeh, it's no egg, but we don't do it, because we don't want to put ourselves, Midur Rabbanan, we don't want to put ourselves into a position. Continuing the Mishnah, Hamakdash Shkalim Ubikurim, if somebody, Bizman Hazeh, Rov Rishonim say this means as follows, if Bizman Hazeh, I take money and say, this is for Shkalim, Bikurim, or I take fruit and say, this is for Bikurim, does it work? It's not noeg Bizman Hazeh, but does it work? Harezeh Kodesh. Thank you. Harezeh Kodesh. So that is Chal Bizman Hazeh, meaning when the Rabbanan said, when we say it's not noeg Bizman Hazeh, they were not mafkia the Kedusha. If you try to be Kadeshit, so the halacha is according to the Tanakhama that it does achieve Kedusha. Reb Shimon Omer, HaOmer Bikurim Kodesh, Einan Kodesh. Reb Shimon says that the Pasuk in Kisavo links the halacha of Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash so tightly that it cannot exist outside the Beis HaMikdash, and even if you try to create Bikurim, Einan Kodesh, it does not work Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam says that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Bizman HaMikdash, and you have Bikurim and Shkalim, and you try to be Maklishit for Bezek HaBayis. Does that work? That's the Machlokas. And the Bartanura and the Tosfos Yantav of the Mishnah try to figure out, try to give shot in the Rambam. But that's what the Rambam says. The Mishnah is it's Bizman HaBayis, you try to be Maklishit for Bezek HaBayis. So that's what the Rav Bartanura leaves the Rambam Mitzarach Iyan. If that's true, so why should there be any difference between Shkalim and Bikurim, according to Reb Shimon? According to the Mishnah that we have, it is Bizman Hazeh, we understand. Because Bikurim has a specific pasuk that's linked to the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why there's a difference between Bikurim and Shkalim. But why should you have any difference between Shkalim and Bikurim according to Reb Shimon, according to the Rambam, who said it's Bizman HaMikdash, Makdash El Bedek Abayis? So the Tosfos Yantav, I think it was, suggested that maybe the reason is because Bikurim is not your money. Bikurim is Mamon Shel Kohen. So that's why Bikurim won't work.
I say shkolim or yours? Shkolim or yours? That's why maybe there'll be a difference. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Ezio karkov mizbeach. What's the karkov where it said that you put the meat, the Avarim of the carbon Rosh Chodesh, Amma Bekeren Lekeren, Malkam Hilachag Lekonim. It's the place on top between the Kronos, the place where the Kohanim used to walk. Musvei Shabbos, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Mikodem. So what, if you have a carbon Musvei and a carbon Rosh Chodesh, which comes first? Okay, we've had this in Brachas, we had this in other places, in Psachim. Which one are you Makra first? Rabbi Yirmiya Savar Meimer, Musvei Shabbos, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Kodemin. Rabbi Yirmiya thought to do the Musav of Rosh Chodesh first. Cheiled Rabbi Yirmiya Min Hadal. What was his Raya from the following? Shirosh Shabbos, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh, Shirosh Rosh Chodesh, Kodem. We know the Levium sung the Shir, the song that was sung during the pouring of the wine during all the karbanos, the nisach hayayin. The song of Rosh Chodesh was first. So just like the song of Rosh Chodesh was first, Rav Yirmiya thought that also the carbon should go first. Amar Rav Yosef Shan Yehi. No, there's a difference. Tamanda Amar Rav Chia v'shem Rav Yochanan k'dila farsa v'lohodiyashu Rosh Chodesh. The reason that you sing the Rosh Chodesh song first is because everybody hears the song. They want to know that it's Rosh Chodesh today. The Gemara takes out the next word, puts it later. Skip a line. Bram Hacha. But here, but karbanos musvei Shabbos and musvei Rosh Chodesh. Musvei Shabbos Kodmin. No, the Musvei of Shabbos comes first. Al Shem Kol Tadav Mechaver Kodem Es Chaveros. The Mishnah says in Tzvachim Tadav Sheino Tadav Kodem. The Karban of Shabbos comes first, though the song of Rosh Chodesh comes first. Now go back to the line that we skipped. That's where it's put in. Ketzad Haya Osa Shochei Musvei Shabbos VeOmer Alein Shiva Shor Rosh Chodesh. I saw the Pesher Dabar here by Well quotes the Pnei Yeshua and Rosh Hashanah, which talks about that the Shir. Isn't it funny? It's funny that you're going to be bringing the Karban of Shabbos and singing the song of Rosh Chodesh. Isn't that the Mishnah? The Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah talks about this whole chash of Niskalkun Levim Bashir. They sung the wrong song. You had to make a whole takana that you wouldn't accept Edom late in the day. But the Bnei Yeshua there says that it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere which song you're supposed to sing. So that's a Durabbanan. Which song? Which song do they sing before Chazal or enacted certain songs? We have a Shir Shal Yom of every day of the week. It's sung any Mizmar. So, but the Evid, any Mizmar is going to work. So if there's a specific reason to sing a different song first, that also would work. So here, you want to be Mepharsim is Rosh Chodesh. So that's why you would sing the Rosh Chodesh song first, the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh, even though you're bringing the Karban Shabbos. Weiter. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted the Machlokas. The Mishnah said that according to the Tanakama, Shkolim and Bikurim, let's go with the Rov Rishonim Shat. Bizman Hazeh, we try to be Makadi, Shkolim and Makdish, Shkolim and Bikurim, it works. Reb Shimon said Bikurim does not work. Hashkolim Kitshu. But according to Reb Shimon, Shkolim would be Kodesh, only Bikurim. That's what the Mishnah says. But we have a Brisa with another version of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Ben Elu lo Kitshu. Another Brisa says no, according to Reb Shimon, neither of them would become Kodesh. Even Shkolim. Tani, Brisa, Ger Bizman Hazeh, Tzarech Lavikino Rivis Kesef, a Ger Bizman Hazeh. A Ger Bizman Hazeh, we know, Ger needs Mila and Tfila, and also the Ger has to bring a carbon. So what about Bizman Hazeh can't bring a carbon? So, Ein Breira. But says the Gemara, he should set aside the money to be mafresh the money that he'll be able to use it right away in the Heri Yvana Beis HaMikdash. He should set aside the money. Interesting. Tosus and Croesus asks, Taftes, why don't we have this by everybody? All of us are Chayav Karbanos. Anybody whose wife has a child, she's chayav a couple karbanos. If anybody's ever done any chata b'chal Shabbos b'shogeg, they're chayav a karbanos. But so many karbanos were chayav. So the Gemara only says it by ger. Why dafka does a ger have to set aside his money? Nobody else. So the Tosfos there, and it's not quoted as the Tosfos Yeshanim, but some say it's in the little letters, but it just says Tosfos. That's why sometimes it's quoted as Tosfos, then the Tosfos Yeshanim. It says the Gemara, says the Tosfos there, the difference is because avoger may be carbon lahatiro b'kahal. Once we have a Beis HaMikdash, the ger's carbon is not like, we have a carbon because we have to bring a carbon, we're mechuyev a carbon, we might not be able to eat kashim, we're mechusrei kapara, but a ger's carbon, without the carbon, says the Tosfos, or the Tosfos Yeshanim, he's not a full Jew. To be matil lavo bakal, he's not a full Jew. Bizman hazeh, okay, he's a full Jew. The Avnei Nezer has a beautiful tshuva. You can look it up in Shin Mem Dalet. He talks about bizman hamigdash. He quotes this Tosfos. Bizman hamigdash. If the ger doesn't bring a carbon, can he marry a Israelis yet? Bizman hazeh, we know he can because ain't breira. But what does that reflect the fact that the carbon is not ma'akev even bizman hamigdash? And bizman hamigdash, we don't have to bring it. Oh, or no, bizman hamigdash, then the regular halachas kick in. And he quotes, it looks like that way it's in the Rambam. If you look at the two halachas in the Rambam, in Ilchus Mechusrei Kapara, it sounds like he says you're not a full Jew until you bring your carbon. Masha'enki in Ilchus Yisrei Bia, he quotes the halacha bizman hazeh, you can't do it. And here he banaves hamigdash, he'll bring the carbon. But either way, that's the discussion that the Avnei Nezer has. What about bizman hamigdash? But either way, the Gemara here says that a ger should set aside his money.
Amr Shimon, Bitler Rabbi Yochanan Zakav de Hatakola. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we don't do that bisman hazeh. Because he was still worried. You get to set aside money, and then you might use it. You might use it for regular items. So therefore, we don't do any type of setting aside kachim today because of worry that somebody's going to use it. Mahu mebnei hatakala, what does that mean? Ka'adad etani, as we said in the Braisa, in makishav l'marichav l'machrimin. We're not makdish today. We don't give people's values to the Beis HaMikdash. We're not machrim. We don't give items to the Beis HaMikdash. Skip the next four. Bizman hazeh. We don't do that bizman hazeh. V'hikdash o'herach o'hachrim. And if we did, skip the next two words. Haksus tisareif. If it was clothing, we burn the clothing because we don't want to have it. We don't want to mess up and get any hanah from it. Habehema tiyaker. If it's a behema, we uproot the behema. That just means we close it off and we let it starve. We don't let it get any benefit from it. We don't have anything to do with it. Ketsa no b'fanei hadel fi mesa melech. You close the door in front of it, then you let it die. V'hamoz yachayam melech. And if it's money, you throw it into the sea. You don't get any money for it. You don't get any hanah from it. Of our vehikdish, what happens if you were makdish these items, any item to hekdish bizman hazeh, does it work? So min ma da amar Reb Shimon bitzlo Reb Yochanan Zakkai b'hatakala, from the fact that the Reb Yochanan Zakkai says don't do it anymore because it could be a takala, ha da amar vehikdish. So it sounds like it would work if you did it because it would be a takala. Kitshu, right? It sounds like the hekdish would be chal. Rabbi Yehuda Antudarya boy. Rabbi Yehuda had asked it as a question. Boy kumi Rabbi Yosi. He asked the following stira. Ha at Omar Kitshu, from this mishnah, as we just said, that it's mashma that it is kodesh if you tried by the shkalim, v'hacha at amar lo kitshu, there's a stira. Because in the brisa, we're asking from the brisa that was quoted at the beginning of the Gemara. The brisa, which quoted Reb Shimon, said that even by shkalim, if you try to make shkalim hekdesh today, it would not work. Mashenkin, we just said by everything else, by the ger, for example, it would work. What's the difference? Why, if a ger sets aside his money, bizman hazeh, it would achieve kedusha, while by shkalim it wouldn't? So amar lei, there's a big difference. Taman, over there, lakachim makdishin lachadachil lefishim misvah lahakim mishum echadasha, teichav alei yishana. Because by shkalim, you know why the rabbanan said it's not even chal? Because if you set aside money, and the Mashiach doesn't come next year, then this is going to be old money, shumah yishana, and then it's going to be useless. It's going to go to the leftovers. So that's what we don't want. That's why Chazal prevented the Hakdasha from being chal by Shkalim. But v'hacha ma'isachal ha'meimer, ha'yishanahi. But by other karbanis, by ger, there's no issue of Hakdasha yishana. Who cares if it's yishana? L'gabi hekdeshus ha'cheir mekinosh o'ger, enos arach Hakdasha v'im hekdesh kadosh. So that's why there's a difference between Shkalim versus everything else. And the Shkalim we're not going to let be chal. Ask the Gemara v'yedichanei she'ibad the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built now, this year, and it's going to be Hakdasha. Maybe it's going to be Chadasha. Says the Gemara, no. Shem Yivan HaBayis Kavarishona. No, maybe it's the base of this is going to be rebuilt like it was earlier. Meaning the Mishkan was built in Nisan. So now we know, but Benisan Nigal, Benisan Asidun Ligoyel, Betitram Shubach HaLushka, but Chadasha Bizman HaBecha Benisan. And no, we're worried that it's going to come in Nisan again. Therefore, this is going to be Yishana. But here, you don't have any problem of Yishana by any other type of Hakdasha. Rav Hamnuna, Rav Adar Bar Abba, B'shem Rav, Halacha, Ki Rav Shimon. The Halacha was like Rav Shimon, the Tiklan ends off, like the Rav Shimon of the Mishnah, that Bikurim, if you try to be Makadish Bezban, Makdish Bezban Hazet, does not work, and Shkalim is Kodesh B'chein Kino Shoker Kishu, and also of Ger, it would also work. So the only thing, Lamaisa, that does not work, if you try to, we try not to be Makdish anything, but the only thing that does not become Kodesh is Bikurim. Okay, we'll stop here. Beshem, we'll have the Siyum on Sunday. Beshem, tomorrow we start off with Maseches Yuma. Okay, I gotta run to the bris. Shkai.